Many of you are aware that as I speak these words, Jared is at Parris Island, South Carolina, in basic training to become a United States Marine. Suppose I were to tell you that Jared had mailed us several letters and that we have them at home, but I haven't read any of them yet. You might wonder, why on earth haven't you read the letters? And suppose I were to say, well, I tell you what, life is just so hectic right now. I've got so many irons in the fire, and I'm so busy with so many responsibilities. And, I started reading one of them, and it was very difficult to read. So I just haven't gotten around to reading them yet. You'd leave my presence, and you'd go talk to your friends, and you'd say, Steve Hall is a pretty weird guy. He claims to love Jared. He claims to really miss Jared. But he's not even reading the letters that Jared's sending home. That doesn't make any sense at all. Something's wrong with Steve Hall. And you'd be right. I think you know where I'm going with this. All of us who are Christians would claim to love the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim to love God. Jesus said this is the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And God has given us a word. God's given us His book. And I can just about guarantee that most of you listening right now can remember a time in your life when you were so excited to get into God's Word, to read, to study, to learn, to memorize God's Word. You were like the psalmist when he said, how I love your law, it is my meditation all the day. Or when he said, therefore I love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Or in this first psalm where we read, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And that described you to a T. You were hungry for God's word. You delighted in God's word. And now something's happened. Many, many Christians can look at their lives and they'll say with their mouths, oh yes, I love Jesus. But their lives betray the fact. We find it a chore to read God's Word. We find it a chore to study God's Word. We think, well, it's too difficult for me. We think, well, I just don't have time. Or we feel good about ourselves when we take a few minutes and read 10 or 15 verses and think, oh, I've done my duty. We have left our first love. And we need to think about what it means to say, I love Jesus, but I don't have time for His Word. Father, would you help us to re-examine ourselves, to see ourselves as you see us, to be honest with ourselves and to give up the hypocrisy and to come back to you, Lord, with a love that we once had, that we may regain our first love that we had for you when we were excited about your word. Lord, would you rekindle that enthusiasm, that excitement, that hunger and thirst to dig into your word, to learn more about you, to spend time with you, because you've loved us so much, O Lord, may we learn to love you back. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.